Moshe Rabbeinu had such a close relationship with Hashem that he could be walking in the desert on any given day, at any given time, and literally hear Hashem call out to him. Yeah, Moshe was on a speed dial basis with Hashem. The word Vayikra connotes such tremendous love that this entire Sefer is called Vayikra, meaning to say it is one big giant call of love. The Sifra writes that in truth, every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he first called out to him. He didn't just start speaking. He would call out, "My dear Moshe." He did this every single time he would speak to him. Nevertheless, the Torah writes the word Vayikra in only three places. The first time was when Hashem first introduced himself to Moshe at the Sneh, the burning bush. Moshe was walking in the desert a million miles away from the Jewish people, minding his own business, shepherding his sheep, when Hashem called out to him, Vayikra. The second time it says the word Vayikra was at the top of Har Sinai before Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. The third time was now in Parshas Vayikra when Hashem spoke to Moshe in his tent. So the question is, if every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, it was preempted by a Vayikra, why is it written in the Torah in only three locations? If the Torah chooses to write it, so then why isn't it written every time? And if not, why is it written in these instances? Either write it every time or don't write it at all. So Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch offers the following explanation. The Torah specifically writes the word Vayikra at the burning bush, the top of Har Sinai, and in front of Moshe's tent to teach us a very specific lesson. The Torah is telling us that at any and every scenario in our lives, Hashem will always be there lovingly calling to us. At a lonely bush in the middle of a deserted desert, on top of Har Sinai at the most pivotal earth-changing spiritual moment in world history, or on a run-of-the-mill day at home putting away the dishes, Hashem will be there calling, wanting our relationship. From the low points to the highs, from the middle of Yom Kippur to the middle of Camp Color War, Hashem is there calling. He wants a relationship with us. He lovingly wants us to love him. We don't leave Hashem when we walk out of shul to go home. He is there waiting for us. We don't leave Hashem when we leave yeshiva or seminary to go to work. He's there as well. Sadly, it's easy to mistakenly think that Hashem is in our lives only when one is actively involved in a mitzvah or tefillah or spiritual matter, but he is always there. He is lovingly there. He is lovingly watching to see if we can inject holiness into the mundane, spirituality into the physicality, meaning into the seemingly meaningless. Sometimes we let out a sigh as we change our child's fifth diaper, nostalgically remembering those golden days in seminary filled with Torah, tefillah, and chesed. Or sometimes we let out a sigh as we slide into our desk at the accounting firm, remembering those golden days in yeshiva filled with learning, davening, and growth. Sometimes we let out a sigh as we enter our second grade classroom to teach, remembering those days in Kailo, blissfully swimming the sea of halacha. We sigh and we tell ourselves, those were the days. As we groggily stumble on through life, a small tinge of guilt festering and growing within us. This parsha tells us that's a mistake. This parsha tells us that that way of thinking is wrong. At every single stage in our lives, we have our very own Vayikra. At every step of our journey through life, Hashem is there calling us. He is there waiting to see if we live for him on fire, if we serve him no matter where and no matter when, whether you're in the kitchen or the office or on a hike or in a hospital or in a middle seat on a low-budget airline. Hashem once showed Moshe his heavenly throne. He gave him a tour. And the Torah describes what Moshe saw. The Torah in Mishpatim Chav Dalet Yud says that the throne was made out of Livnas HaSapir, sapphire bricks. So Reb Hirsch comments that Hashem specifically constructed his great Kisei HaKavod, his great throne, out of bricks to symbolize that his very throne is made out of the brick and mortar of everyday life. It symbolizes that Hashem does not want us to serve Him in only the absolute perfect conditions in our energetic 20s, in the perfect yeshiva with the perfect chavrusa on a perfect sunny spring day after we had a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. No. He wants to see us serve Him with passion and joy when the conditions are not perfect. When the baby woke up in the middle of the night and on the way to Shachar, the coffee spilled on our shirt and your first client hung up on you. Yeah, He wants to see us serve Him there with the rest of the family went to Ne'ilah. But you stayed home to watch the baby. He wants to see us serve Him even then. It is brought down that one of the reasons why we jump on Simchas Torah when we say the words Moshe Emes, V'soyraso Emes, is because we are showing Hashem that we are ready to jump out of our comfort zones to serve Him. And who knows? Perhaps it is precisely out of our comfort zones where we will find Hashem the most. I once spent Purim on Yeshiva Lane and Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore. So I had a wonderful time. I went from house to house visiting all my old Rebbeim and teachers after my Suda. So when I stumbled into my dorm room to collapse for the night, I could not locate my phone anywhere. I searched everywhere. So true, I was a tad inebriated, but I was still able to do a pretty thorough search of the room and I came up empty. So I decided to retrace my steps and I went to each and every house that I had gone to that day, looking to see if perhaps my phone had fallen out of my pocket. I left it somewhere. I dropped it on in the bathroom. Again, I came up empty-handed. So after 2 hours of searching, I went back to my room. I was dejected. Okay, I told myself, I lost my phone. When I reached to turn the doorknob, I looked down at my hand, and lo and behold, what did I see? My phone. My phone had been in my hand the entire time. For over 2 hours, I was searching high and low for a phone that was in my hand the entire time. Sometimes we feel that our best years of spirituality are behind us. And now that we've entered quote-unquote real life, we only meet Hashem in shuls and yeshivas. We sometimes look outward for our spirituality when Hashem is very much within. He is at our side. He is forever calling out Vayikra.